This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Got a lot happening. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off. All stuff that you're going to be using. You know what? Head out there. Doesn't hurt you to peruse the site. Keep your credit card in your wallet for the moment, right? Look at what's on there. You're going to find all kinds of stuff for kids, for dogs, for you, your honey, your loved one, including, you know, slippers and bathrobes and everything. But don't take my word for it. Head over there and take a look. Joe Messina, your host. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe. Can't make it much easier than that. Promo code Joe. And Just amazing. Head over there. You're going to help an American. All right. Here we go. I just love this. I love the fact that, you got the House and Buttigieg. We haven't heard from him in a while. Or at least I haven't. Maybe it's because I've been ignoring him. I don't know. But you're looking at this. And now they've got him standing up to the speaker. He's like, because he was a pastor's son or something like that. I mean, really. You got to look at this stuff. You've got to decide how you're going to combat these things. And they've decided to take him and put him up and get, why? Because the speaker is a Christian. Johnson is he's a Christian. So I'm enjoying this very much because they're deciding this is how they're going to fight things. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Why don't you just get into doing the right thing? Why don't you just get into making sure that Americans have the resources they need, they have the ability to buy gas, they have the ability to make sure that their houses are kept warm? It's going to be a problem. The House approved a measure late Tuesday that would slash Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's taxpayer-funded government salary to a dollar. The bill was introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was passed via voice vote Tuesday as an amendment to the 2024 Financial Services General Government Appropriations Act. I mean, this is the act that funds these seats, funds these positions. Well, I'm proud to announce my amendment to fire. Pete Buttigieg just passed the House. Pothole Pete staged bike rides to the White House, used private planes funded by taxpayers to receive awards for the way certain people have sex. This is what Green put out on her social media post. She went on to say that American taxpayers should not be on the hook for paying for these trips. She's right. It's really interesting that all the things they complained about. about Donald Trump and all the vacations he took. Joe Biden has taken more vacations already than Trump and Obama combined. And they're not really trips. He needs the naps. He can't function all day long. Go look at the docket. Go look at his day when they put the quote-unquote lid on it. People who just doesn't do his job. It's all about fake photo ops, taxpayer-funded private jet trips. You know, he's accepting all kinds of awards for the LGBTQ community. Why? Why are we paying for that? And it doesn't even matter if it's the LGBTQ awards. It is a fact that he's only really catering, only working with one group. Isn't he supposed to be for all Americans, from all walks of life, all sexual orientations? He said, I'm happy, she said, I'm happy my amendment passed, but he really doesn't deserve a single penny. She's tough. Really tough. But she went on to say, since taking office 2021, he's faced criticism, not just by Republican lawmakers. I mean, think of all the places he's failed. When it came to transportation issues, whether it's, whether it had to do with planes being stuck on the tarmac too long, he was only concerned that the bathrooms weren't working properly. In February, after that train carrying, vinyl chloride? It's a colorless gas. It derailed in East Palestine. In Ohio. He didn't do anything for several weeks. Didn't show up to nothing. Those people needed help. Where was he? In addition, there's been multiple instances of mass commercial airline cancellations while he's been around for various reasons, including pilot shortages. Both sides of the aisle called for, you know, Buttigieg to take decisive action to ensure air travelers are protected. He doesn't know. I just saw I saw an article the other day that said that less than 20% of the people that have been appointed in the White House actually have experience in their field. Let that sink. Well, if you want to include Joe in that, I hope. They don't have any experience in their field. So why would they be in these positions? For what? Oh, cronyism. No other reason. I mean, really. Buttigieg took a government jet to New York City for a radio interview, an ACLU meeting, and before flying back, hours later, on the same jet. They get waiting time money, people. All right, Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. The way you do that is you simply get informed, right? You get informed, you get the information you need, and then when you're out there, when you're conversing with people, you can bring them to their knees because they don't have a, they won't. I was going to say they don't, but they won't. They won't have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love to bring on people that have a clue. Actually, experts in the field. Brad Dinkins joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Great guy. A lot of good information we get from him every week when he joins the show. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Always love the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, and my God, you're Mr. Jet Setter, aren't you? I mean, you were just out with a book. Now, I don't know if I can believe you on this. You may have to put your hand on a Bible somewhere. You said that you were with a pretty large group of, I'm sorry, Christian legislators?
Yes, there were two of them. And no. There were state conservative Christian legislators, state legislators, from 35 states across the country, and they came to Dallas, and I spoke to them three times, and specifically about legislation and legislative opportunities they have to shore up the defense of religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life in their states, and they're predominantly from red states where they have the ability to pass laws that will make a real outstanding difference.
Wow. And yeah, it makes, I was going to say, what is, you probably had nobody from California there. I'm not, you know, maybe one or two, but probably nobody.
You're right. They said in California, if you're from California, raise your hand if you're from California. And everyone looked. There wasn't one hand that went up. So,
God bless.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. You weren't surprised either, I'm sure.
No, I wasn't. There's some states that, you know, like, you know, New York, I think Illinois, you know, they're just liberal states that, you know, the state legislators figure, why should I go down there to Dallas? Because any bill I come up with is going to get shot down. You know, and there is some truth in that, but still I think it's great for legislators to have ideas and submit them and, you know, whether it goes up or goes down, you know, to submit these bills and give it a chance. But, but the other states, predominantly in the Midwest and the South, you know, they were very well represented, and Western states were well represented generally, and great ideas and thoughts about passing legislation on these areas. Very encouraging. And also I told them about our new legislative counsel that she's in our Delaware office, but, you know, she's there to serve those state legislators to review bills and ideas and to, you know, truly help, you know, help them along and to move much more faster than otherwise on these important issues.
Well, listen, I really appreciate what you're doing, and you know, you're a pretty busy guy running around, and again, we need it. We need the help. We need the support of guys like you all over the place. You're seeing more and more things happen at school board levels where parents are starting to step up. Some of these groups, you know, I know that Mothers for Liberty, you know, they've gotten more active across the country, being called a hate group by those on the left, and making it harder and harder and harder for them to show up or be at these school board meetings. I mean, just amazing how afraid the left is for stuff like this. Really.
You know? Yeah, it really is. You know, whenever the left or anyone, you know, tries to vilify moms, we just want to protect their kids. I mean, what kind of thugs? Think about it. What kind of thugs they must be that they want to attack and vilify moms who just want to protect their kids? That's how radical the left has become. And I find it, you know, somewhat, you know, disturbing, if you will, to see that.
Well, they had an article in the LA Times about the radical moms that descended on LAUSD because they were concerned about content. And go, why is that a radical mom?
That's a loving mom. That's a concerned mom.
You know, a mom swoops in and takes her kid out of a drag queen reading event, and the mom is considered crazy. I mean, really. Anyway, you're going to get my blood pressure up. We'll move on from that one. The Supreme Court today heard oral arguments of a federal law that bans guns from those who are subject to domestic violence restraining orders. And the writer seems to get the feeling that in the oral arguments that the judges seem to agree that this was an okay thing to do. So I just want your thoughts on something like this.
Yeah. The first question I had in reading the article was the gun taken based on just an accusation of a domestic abuse, or was there any kind of due process where it was actually a judicial determination with evidence and opportunities for both sides to make their argument, make their point? And the answer was yes, it was the latter. There was due process. I would say that if instead it was just the say one, you know, spouse A, say the mom, making an accusation, calling, yes, you know, he's a domestic abuser. You know, a lot of attorneys tell their client, their female clients to allege that all the time, whether it's true or not. That's almost standard operating procedure. It's sick. Lawyers should have severe statutory penalties and maybe lose their license for recommending lies and things like that. But that's what happens. So in that scenario, I would say no. The gun should not be taken just based on an allegation of one spouse against another. But if there is a hearing, and this is what I think the court, you know, really focused on, if there is a hearing and a judicial determination that domestic violence did occur, that this person has the proclivity and you know, to do domestic violence, you know, then I think that would fit under the exception, which is to deny weapons from those who are dangerous or perceived as dangerous. And we know statistically that when there is actual bona fide domestic violence, although a lot of it is, you know, falsely alleged, but proven, then the court, I think, is going to hold that that's legitimate grounds because the person has shown danger. If someone is mentally disturbed, for example, they can have their gun taken from them. If they're, you know, deemed, you know, mentally stable.
You're talking about going through due process, and some of the people that I deal with on a regular basis will say, what does that look like? The fear, we're going to break here, but the fear is that you would have a board of three, maybe a panel of three, that may not be gun opponents. So we'll hit this more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, people. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. We get some really good stuff from him. We'll be back in a minute.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but is under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby mentioned that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed temporary humanitarian pauses to allow aid into Gaza. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, heading the investigation into Hunter Biden's gun and tax case, says he's always had complete authority over the inquiry. during a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Weiss reportedly refuted Republican claims that he struck a favorable deal for the president's son under White House influence. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'll deal with this later on. Let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, you know, again, always appreciate your time with me here on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
And, God. You know, I was writing down what we were talking about, and I forgot to what I do with it. I have my notepad here, and I.
Supreme Court decision regarding the gun.
Yeah, the decision on the gun. Yes, right.
Yeah. And my point is simply that the Supreme Court is making a very important probable distinction in their decision. If they decide to rule that it's constitutional to deny arms, you know, guns to those who. Have been found to be, you know, violent. And that is, you know, just making an accusation, is ludicrous. I mean, that's what the witch trials were about. Just accusations. And then people lost their lives and lost their property. You know, similarly, we can't let any fundamental right be dismissed based on just a mere accusation, or reporting something.
Right.
And so the Supreme Court would not uphold that as constitutional, but if there's due process and it's a clear determination by a court that someone is dangerous and someone guilty of domestic violence is someone who fits into that category or mentally unstable or et cetera.
Sure.
The court found that, you know, the courts in the past have upheld the ability to deny guns from those who, after due process, have been determined to be dangerous or unstable or, you know, unfit. So in that regard, I'm not surprised of the hearing of the conservative justices moving in that direction. Justice Thomas, in an earlier decision where the conservatives agreed with him, made it very clear you can't just bureaucratically eliminate someone's right to bear arms. Absent due process. I think due process is the key factor here and the main distinction.
Yeah, that's and I think I started to tell you this. Some of the people that listen to the show had sent me an email, not because of our conversation, but we've had these kind of conversations before on the show and said, look, Joe, I know that there's some talk, you know, with the red flag laws, for instance. What does due process look like? Because some people consider that you get a two- or three-person tribunal kind of thing together, and they decide whether this person has, stepped over the line or what have you to enact those red flag laws. So, you know, you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, I get it. I don't want Charlie Manson to have a gun. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But how do you make sure? You don't have to give me an answer now, but how do you make sure that those rights aren't just arbitrarily stomped on? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it would be a hearing where there's time for both sides to prepare their case, prepare their arguments. You know, for example, let's say that one, you know, the spouse accused of domestic violence, you know, he should have time to get experts to testify, a psychiatrist analysis to, you know, testify on the issue, you know, maybe to do a lie detector test, you know, there's things that they should be able to do to protect and defend themselves from just false, flippant allegations, which we see all the time in our society today, especially over attempts to try to get child custody. We see that all the time, lies all the time. So, but the right to bear arms is a fundamental right, and it must be revered and cannot be denied absent due process and a determination that there is indeed bona fide risk that person with that firearm will conduct a violent act or has a propensity to do so. You know, this is, you know, the Supreme Court in the past, for example, said, hey, if you're a felon, you can't have a gun. Why? Because you've proven to be, you know, unworthy of that trust.
Yeah.
You've abused it. So we've seen this before, and once again, the ability for there to be bona fide due process, and I'm not talking about like an ad hoc quick committee, you know, meeting at midnight, saying, okay, yeah, let's get together, yeah, rubber stamp, yeah. I mean, no, that's not due process. At due process, you have to have the opportunity to be able to make your case, defend yourself, and then move on.
No, I agree. I mean, perfect. And again, it's to your point, it's protecting us. It's making sure we're protected. We just don't lose these rights nilly-willy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
All right, so I think that you've been kind of following what's going on with Trump in New York. And
yes.
This judge, I'm sorry, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If he was doing this with Hunter Biden, I'd be saying the same thing. There's something wrong with this man. And everything he does is making it easier and easier for Trump to appeal us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This guy's a Fruit Loop. Now, I will tell you, normally as an
judge
attorney...
Judge Fruit Loop. I like that.
Yeah, we normally don't say those things about judges. We can get in trouble. I can, you know, maybe get in trouble. But I can substantiate it. The guy's a Fruit Loop. He's not playing by the rules. He's coming to conclusions that he should not be. Frankly, there should be a jury in this proceeding. That's what Trump requested. You know, it's interesting. You know, criminals don't request necessarily juries. You know, if they know they're guilty, they don't want a jury. They want a judge that's a softy and they can, you know, manipulate and da-da-da. Trump says, hey, give me a jury. Just give me a jury of my peers and let them see the facts. Because, Trump and his attorneys know they're getting tyranny. This guy is already made up his mind from day one. This is a joke, a total joke. So anyway, here, you know, granted a motion for summary judgment that, yes, there's fraud. We don't even need to, you know, to look at, you know, the evidence is just, it's right there. No disputed issues of fact. Yeah, there's fraud. Wait a minute. Where's this coming from? So I think there's going to be multiple counts for appeal. The problem is this thing is going to drag out. I would rather much see a jury trial with a good balance of jurors. We can look at the evidence objectively and get this thing done and over with. No person in the history of New York has ever been prosecuted under this statute for this basis that Trump is being prosecuted. No one ever. So this is a blatant political crony act by the prosecutor, and the judge is a completely breaching his trust and is a horrific example of proper jurisprudence. Other than that, I'm sure he's fine.
Well, I like Trump's attorney when she came out and said it was the first time in her career where basically a judge pounded his fist on the bench and basically told her to shut up and sit down. That's got to be worth something. further down the trial.
Yeah, this judge went out of his way to prevent President Donald Trump from being able to defend himself and make his points and be able to object. Silencing the defendant, the accused, and their ability to defend themselves and make their points and to be shut up on the witness stand from making his points. I feel like we're in some kind of a trial in Russia with Putin's cronies over it. I mean, it is a joke, and American people should be outraged by the whole process and procedure, much less the actual factual determinations that are made. He was not guilty. Looking at the evidence, and there's been nothing like this before, ever. None of the banks, none of the financial institutions are complaining. No, they all made money. You know, Trump was right.
The law, Brad, that they're putting or they're charging him with apparently no longer requires a victim. And I'm thinking, how can that be? Somebody has to lose something someplace, do they not?
Yeah, no, they all benefited. They all benefited. Society benefited. New York benefited. I mean, so this is a, he's the only one that's ever had these actions brought against him with this scenario. And we all know the only reason it's happening, the only reason that he is the only one ever to be prosecuted in this regard is for political reasons. The district attorney, she said when she was running, I'm going to get Trump. She said, how? She said, Trump, no, I'm going to get him. I'm going to take him down. I'm going to use my office to get Trump. Well, I mean, she should be disqualified. She should lose her license, her bar license.
We got to go for commercial break, but somebody just asked me, could this possibly go to the Supreme Court? Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, get informed. Do something more than nothing. How's that? Okay? But you got to get informed first. Some of you, you go out there, I see you out there, I hear you out there, and I got to stop and go, okay, please stop. Make sure you've got information. Please make sure you've got information before you get out there and open your mouth a little bit. All right. Let me bring him on. Brad Dickens joins me. I always appreciate his time with me. Brad, before I get rolling here and then forget to say anything, go ahead and tell us what PJI is all about and how we can help you.
Yes. We at Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization. And we defend, you know, religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge in an unparalleled network of attorneys, and we have 36 offices across the country in at least 26 states, coast to coast. We're very unique in that regard. We're also unique in that we work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, so we don't just cherry pick cases. We're also sort of unique in that we have a full-time legislative council now who's working with legislators from across the country to help pass solid bills, particularly in red states that want to move forward on these issues, and it's very exciting. And then we're also helping churches register their people to vote and vet potential people to run for local office. So we're getting a lot done all across the country, and it's very exciting. And, of course, we now have over 200 cases in active litigation coast to coast, making a real difference for our freedoms.
200 cases. My God. Al, that's a good thing. Seriously, you and I have been talking for years and watch these things, you know, go in cycles. Always exciting to see that as well. And how, you know, at one time it seemed that the only people you're defending were pastors who were simply going, to meetings, going to, the drag queen things and had their Bibles in their hand. They were thrown out or arrested for going to a park and having a Bible in your hand. Just nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's why it's so important we were able to step in. And by God's grace, we're seeing tremendous results moving forward. And with the Supreme Court we have, we're more optimistic than ever that we're going to see even greater case law and precedents established impacting and defending our freedoms for generations to come potentially.
Well, I hope you're right. And not that I don't think you are, but I hope you're right. There's some things that they've done where I've sat there kind of scratching my head going, oh. But whatever, I don't care. I mean, most of what they've come across with have been good and the right things and what have you. So, you can slap me, but I forgot. There was something else you wanted to talk about in this segment. The two of us, I wrote it down and I didn't save it. So, but anyway, go ahead.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because we were talking about, Trump and the appeals of the courts and, really how dangerous it is now, how careful you have to be, especially here in California, where you've got parents getting more active in what's going on, in the schools and what have you.
Oh, yes. So here's what we were talking about in the break, and that is, so if judges, like this judge, prosecuting Trump, if they're able to get away with this and prosecutors are able to just use this as lawfare, that is, using their system of prosecution for pure political reasons, this is unparalleled. This is in banana republics, not in the United States, but pure political reasons, which is what this is. If anyone else had those set of facts, they would not be prosecuted. But for the fact that President Trump is running for president and is likely to win the nomination, that is the reason he's being prosecuted. This prosecutor, which he was running for the position, says, I'm going to bring down Trump. She didn't know how. She didn't know what. She says, I'm going to attack Trump. I'm going to bring him down. Vote for me. Okay? And then she actually did it. She's actually going through the process. What this does, if people understand this, it's not just Trump. This sends a very shocking, wave, if you will, across anyone running for office in a blue state dominated with this kind of trash acting as prosecutors who are willing to use their office for pure political reasons to take down and take out politicians in their state that they do not agree with. I was just in Dallas. There's two state legislators I spoke to. I was shocked to hear they were in two different other states, and they are being attacked by the legislatures in an attempt to try to bring them down for nothing they've done criminal, but simply their position as conservatives. I told him, I said, I've never heard of this before. He goes, what's happening? And their goal is to intimidate conservatives from running for office for fear that they're going to be attacked and lose their house and lose everything they have. And so this is the beginning of apparently of a new chapter of tyranny. And we at Pacific Justice are taking it very, very seriously. American voters should take it seriously. So seriously, they should go out of their way, even cross over party lines, and boot these thugs out of office that have clearly violated their oath of office and used and abused their position for political purposes.
But most people can feel like they're getting what they want. They're getting from these people. Look what just happened. Was it Ohio or wherever? I got to go back and look it up again. It's on Fox News right now. Where you had the people bought into these ads that were being run calling Kentucky, right? You know, Daniel Cameron, a black man. The Dems were running commercials calling him a racist, right? He was the House, you know, black man for the Republican Party. That he was confused because he was black and a Republican. People, what they see on TV is what they tend to believe is true and real. That's scarier than heck.
Yeah, it really is, because Kentucky is known as a conservative state.
Yep.
When you have a state that's known as conservative, and then they're voting against, they're voting for someone who's to the left of them ideology, and they're voting against a candidate that is a Republican, a black Republican, who has proven themselves in the House. I mean, in their position and their reputation. I don't know. I'm having a hard time explaining that. I'm somewhat baffled because this governor has gone out of his way to veto conservative legislation that the people of Kentucky overwhelmingly supported. So I'm trying to figure out, did people not vote? Are they not educated as to the candidates? Is there a, I don't want to play into that stereotype, but, you know, is there, was there fraud? Was there, misinformation given in the campaign? You know, I'm trying to figure that one out, and I think we need to look at that to understand it. After the governor has voted on things to left, vetoed, legislation passed overwhelmingly by the legislators, how is it someone like that could be reelected? Going on?
Brad, I see it happen all the time. I see it happen all over the place where, there's false fears for the place. We had it here in California where, people were more concerned about Republicans having control of California governorship than they were that the guy that was sending them into a spiral. Look at the shape California's in now. And what was it? I think he's fallen, since he got elected, he's fallen almost 20% in the polls. He's got the lowest rating among Democrats right now today than he's ever had.
Yeah. So, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
the guy that thinks he runs the most freest state in the country.
Yeah.
See, he's the same thing. I want to know what drugs he's taking to have a view like that or a viewpoint like that. Just amazing to me.
It is so tyrannical on so many levels, and that's why, and I think that's really the one of the main reasons people are leaving California. It's not the economy. I don't think it's the, I think it's just the tyranny that they see in government, whether it's social workers just taking children right and left for without legitimate reasons, when they had the shutdowns, acting in a tyrannical way, and isolating churches and synagogues, while letting pot shops and strip clubs open. No, this is a when you live somewhere, you want to live in a place where you feel like you have equal treatment, equal protection under the law, and unfortunately, a lot of Californians feel like they're the target of the law and the target of the government, and that's unfortunate. I think that's a trend that's not going to stop anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're up against the clock one last time. PJI.org, PJI.org, and it's not just all of parental rights. You help parents make sure kids aren't removed by CPS and all of that, right?
Oh yeah, religious freedom, free speech. Yep. We had a whole very broad number of cases, and I know people love to sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter at pji.org.
All right. God bless you, Brad. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Get better, my friend. And we'll probably
Thank
talk more
Take
soon.
Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, guys. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. I've got Dave Sussman's going to join me and having to do with commercial properties, commercial lending. Man, we're in a world of hurt. Businesses aren't going to be able to have places for you to go to work. We'll be back in a few minutes.